Fucking with Gender Norms and Sticking It to the Man by Ermengarde. Read by to Patty. Abandoned fic. Part of the Coffee Boy series. Rated teen. Summary. Tommy's worn eyeliner since he was like 16 or something, but it's not like a political statement or anything. Tommy's worn eyeliner since he was like 16 or something. Back when he couldn't get the ink he wanted and he felt like he wasn't really being him, even right in the middle of wanting to be exactly the same as everyone else in his group. He remembers wanting to be different than everybody else, but looking back, he'd really just wanted to fit in as much as everyone else, just like he chose leather and eyeliner and being terrifying to anyone over the age of about 25 instead of being a jock or an honor student or what the fuck ever. He likes the way it finishes off his face, makes his eyes, like, pop or whatever. Which sounds like something you'd want to go to the hospital for, but he kinda gets what it means. And it has always, always got him girls. Even when he had fucking stupid hair and was all puffed up from the steroids they gave him for his knee, and even without the guitar, which, total fucking pussy magnet. It's kind of terrifying how it makes some chicks forget anything other than his dick. Like, being able to play a tune means he's suddenly some completely other thing, not just, like, Tommy Joe Ratcliffe. Kind of a loser, kind of a loner, kind of a freak. He's not, like, complaining or anything, but it kind of makes his head spin how smudging a bit of black around his eyes and standing at the end of a shitty dive bar playing kind of shitty music can suddenly make him go from being mostly ignored in the corner to the second most wanted in the room. Like, he's always done okay, you know? Like, he's pretty good at making friends, and the eyeliner thing kind of pushed him over the line into, like, friends with benefits, shit like that. So it's not like he's got self-esteem issues or shit, but he defies anyone not to get a little bit fucked up when they realize that, actually, anyone can get laid if they're in a band. Doesn't fucking matter who they are or what they look like. Definitely doesn't matter how good they are or if the band is total shit. It's the being on stage that counts. Anyway, the eyeliner is kind of part of him. Like, he looks at himself in the mirror when he's not wearing it, and he looks tired and undone, like he should be in pajamas and downing Theraflu or something. He didn't really get into the whole rest of the makeup thing until much later. Like, he's always let girls do his face, because 9 times out of 10 that meant they'd let him do them later on, and he's always kind of liked how it made him look totally different, like some kind of exotic cat or whatever. But he wasn't really very good at putting it on himself, and it seemed like a lot of effort just so he could look like someone had punched him in the face. But then there was Adam, and TV, and makeup artists, and Glam Nation, and fucking weeks on a bus with shooting and shit all else to do but learn, and, well, yeah. It's kind of awesome knowing that the face he sees in the mirror when he gets up is, like, the baseline of how good he can look that day. It's, like, the worst-case scenario. When he really fucking thinks about it, it's kind of like this huge fucking secret that women have been keeping for years. You can always look better than you do when you get up. Except, when he gets into a conversation with Gerard about it, Gerard earnestly explains that men used to wear makeup all the fucking time, like in history, and that it's really some kind of huge fucking conspiracy where men are lazy fuckers who can't be fucked making an effort to look better. But they know that it's possible, and they like to look at pretty things, so they make women, like, spend hours on their appearance every day and be all primped and smooth and shiny and shit. Which is fucking shit, but, you know, probably true. Charles like a walking textbook on gender studies, and Tommy kinda likes that he's not just making himself look pretty when he does his face. He's totally fucking with gender norms and sticking it to the man and all that shit. Gerard gets totally, like, into it all, and is perfectly capable of talking for hours about how Tommy, because he's a man and because he's publicly identified as straight, is, like, fucking incredible or whatever, and how it's, like, and part of the same thing as Frank's homophobia's gay shirt and all the shit they do on stage. Tommy's tried, explaining that he didn't fucking know that Adam was gonna kiss him on the AMAs, but Gerard reckons that Tommy's still, like, subversive or shit because he didn't, like, push Adam away. Of course he fucking didn't push Adam away. Adam's a fucking brilliant kisser. Adam is just, like, fucking sex on legs. And it's kind of nice having Gerard's, like, admiration. It's not like he's doing anything because of, like, social awareness or wanting to push boundaries or shit like that. Except for the no hate stuff, Which people tweet total shit at him sometimes, and it makes him really fucking angry. Why shouldn't people be able to get married if they want to? Fucking idiots. It's just like, it makes him feel kind of fuzzy that someone noticed that he doesn't take the easiest route all the time, that there's a way the universe should be and the way it is, and that, like, Tommy kind of chooses to behave like it's already the way it should be sometimes, rather than, like, making his mom happy and shit. He tries to explain that it's not, like, political. It's just how he is, but, like, yeah. Jar just hugs the shit out of him and says that's why Tommy's awesome, and it's just nice. It's that really, more than anything, that makes him feel like maybe he's not just Isaac's friend and the coffee boy. He's just like everyone's kind of caught Gerard's appreciation of Tommy's general Tommy-ness, and it's just kind of like Tommy fits where he belongs. And he's got a bunch of new people he can totally still make it from. The end.